Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello? So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help.
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Rachel.
Hey, Rachel, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so this past weekend I was doing some shopping for the holidays, and I know I was going to hit up a bunch of places, so I asked my husband if I could use his car, because he has a trunk that I can lock the stuff in. Mine's an SUV, so you can kind of see through it, yeah, and I wanted to be able to make sure everything was safe.
Yeah, that's a good idea. At this time of year, you definitely don't want to be leaving shopping bags full of stuff in the windows for people to see. That's basically advertising, hey, break in here and take all this stuff I just bought.
Exactly. So I said, okay, let me just borrow his car. So I borrowed his car, and I hit up a few places, and at one point, I was, like, loading a bunch of stuff into the trunk. So I had to kind of, like, move and shift things around in the back so I could all fit. And I see that my husband has this little gym bag in the trunk. And, just in order to make space, I grabbed it, and everything inside fell out. So I'm trying to put everything back in, and I noticed that it's basically an overnight bag. He's got like a complete change of clothes, toothbrush, shampoo, shoes, deodorant. I mean, like there's everything in it.
I used to have one of those in my trunk. You keep a change of clothes, like an extra toothbrush. You never know whose place you're going to crash at or like what couch you might end up. I used to call it my bachelor bag.
Yeah, but that's the thing. He's not a bachelor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Well, let me ask you, does he go to the gym? Maybe he brings a change of clothes and showers at the gym.
No, he despises the gym. He doesn't go to the gym.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe it's the old, don't get into an accident without clean underwear clothes or something.
But that's the thing. It's not even the clothes that bother me so much. It's the whole overnight stuff, like the toothpaste, the toothbrush, the cologne is in there.
Okay, let me just ask the obvious question that I'm sure everyone wants to know. Did you talk to him about it? Like, did you ask, hey, why is there an overnight bag in your trunk?
I didn't want him to think I was snooping around his stuff, looking through everything.
How could your husband, let me ask you this, how could your husband have an overnight bag in his trunk for that long and you never knew about it?
I mean, Kyle's truck, if he had something in there, I wouldn't know. I don't look in his back seat or any compartment. I mean, do you know what's in the back of your wife's car?
I mean, I know she's got some junk in her trunk, if that's what you mean. But no, I mean, as for her vehicle, no, I have no idea. Okay, so why does my husband have a completely packed, completely ready overnight bag in his trunk? That's what we're trying to find out. What is your husband's name?
It's Jay.
Okay. And you said this overnight bag definitely had a toothbrush in it, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So why don't we do this? Why don't we play a little game of whose toothbrush is this?
with Jay. It's kind of like, whose bra is this or whose boots are under these bed, but a little different. All right, so listen, here's what we're going to do, Rachel. Ashley's going to send Jay a text. And Ashley, it's saying something like, hey, it's me. Just got a new phone. By the way, is this your toothbrush I found in my bathroom?
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. We don't want Jay thinking that the text is from you, Rachel. So if you can, while we're in the break, will you text him something random? Like, just text him like, hey, how about Mexican for dinner tonight? Or anything like that. That way, when Ashley texts him, he won't go, oh, I think this is Rachel. And then well, let's see what he writes back.
Okay.
Okay, so hang on. We'll get his number from you, and then we will text him during the break and see what happens next. First of all, Ashley, what did you text to Jay?
Okay, I just said, hey, it's me. I just got a new phone. I was in my bathroom this morning, and I found a toothbrush, and I think it's yours. Is it? Question mark.
Okay, now usually at this point, we expect a text back. If he's not cheating, he would text back something like, who the hell is this? What are you talking about? What toothbrush? If he is cheating, he would text back something like, hey, baby, it's probably mine. Just hang on to it for me or something like that. But let me tell you, we were very surprised because neither of those things happened. Mm-mm. What did happen?
He called my phone.
Yeah, we were sitting here and we're like sort of like just waiting like we usually do during the commercial break on Dirty Work. Like when, you know, we're waiting like you are during Dirty Work. So Ashley's phone starts ringing. She picks up her phone and holds it in my face and goes, holy crap, he's calling me.
Yeah, I've never had one of them like call me back.
So Ashley is like full on panicking. So I'm like, does your outgoing voicemail say your name? Like, does it say, hey, this is Ashley? Or is it generic? And you said it's generic, right?
Yeah, it just says like the person you're calling is unavailable. At the tone, leave a message or, you know, whatever. It's just the standard generic one.
Okay, so we decide let's let it go to voicemail thinking he's not going to leave a message. But guess what happened?
He left a message.
And we have not listened to it yet.
No.
We are now going to play that message. This is the first time we've heard it. This is the first time you've heard it. This is also going to be the first time that Rachel hears it. So we don't know what we're going to hear right now.
Oh, God.
So we have the phone. We're going to hold the phone, put it on speaker.
All right. Ready?
Yes. Here we go.
Hey, it's me. Do me a favor. Don't text my phone. If you want to talk, maybe hit me up through our Instagram chat or just let me know if you want to FaceTime or something. But don't text me. My wife sees me getting text messages from you. It's going to be like huge drama. So, listen, I'm not mad. But, you know, just for now, stick to the Instagram thing, okay?
Okay.
So, God.
What is your interpretation of that? Like, I feel like Rachel...
Stick to the Instagram thing, I mean.
Yeah, Rachel, it sounds like that overnight bag has a purpose, and it also sounds like your husband is communicating with someone over Instagram chat and you don't know it.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Now, this doesn't necessarily mean he's cheating or anything, but there's one good way we could find out. Do you want us to call him and see if he answers?
Oh, please do. Yes, please do.
Okay, well, I would be happy to do that for you, ma'am. Hang on 1 second.
Starting at random.
Now, Rachel, do you want us to talk to him if he picks up, or do you want to talk to him?
No, let me.
Let you. All right.
Hello?
Hi, honey. It's your wife. How's your day going?
All right. How's yours going?
Not so good, honey. See, I sort of found out why you have that overnight bag in the trunk of your car. You know the one that you use when you apparently go see your little bitch you've been messing with over Instagram?
Wait, what are you talking about?
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about whoever you just thought was texting you, the person who said, oh, don't text me. I don't need my wife finding out about us.
I got to be honest with you. I have no clue what you're talking about right now.
Oh, I can help. Maybe this will help.
Do me a favor. Don't text my phone. If you want to talk, Maybe hit me up through our Instagram chat, or just let me know if you want to FaceTime or something. But don't text me. My wife sees me getting text messages from you. It's going to be like huge drama.
Yeah, so we all heard that. But now, do you want to tell me what's going on?
I could barely hear. I don't even know what that was. What was that?
Well, that was you. That was you telling somebody not to text your phone because your wife would see it, and then you would get big time drama. So who was that message for exactly?
I'm not sure exactly what's going on here, but whatever it is, I'm sure we can. Why don't we just talk about it later at home?
I want to talk about it right now.
Well, I don't. So talk to me later, I guess. All right? I'm sorry.
So I guess Jay couldn't think of a good lie, so he grabbed a parachute there.
Hey, Ashley, is there any way I can get a copy of that voicemail?
Absolutely. Just hang on. If I just can get your phone number, I can actually text you the voicemail.
Thank you.
So is this about to go down tonight then? Are you having this confrontation?
Absolutely. And he better have a better explanation than I don't want to talk right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.